I'm Max Mooseman.
I'm Harper the Fox. Welcome to the Dirty Folk Podcast, where we take a random word generator and create a three-word Pornhub search and tell you about all the crazy shit we find. And the hot shit.
Sometimes.
Not often.
Not often. We'll also keep you abreast appropriately of our horniness level beginning before every video we watch and after every video we watch, of course, except of course for when we completely forget to do that,
which is often.
Yeah, 50-50 chance.
What's your horniness level right now?
2. Yeah.
Okay. I'm at like a 7. I'm real horny.
Real horny?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds fun for me later. Makes me a little hornier.
I affected your level.
Yeah, a little bit.
I've been having visions of waking you up before work tomorrow with a beach.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it.
I like a good alarm beach.
So when I'm going up and down, I'm just going, on
no,
your
it's
dick.
Just a normal BJ, but just like it should warn me of a fire.
So again, I'm going up and down in your dick and just going,
No, I should have to infer from the BJ that there is a fire.
So it's frantic? I don't understand.
No, I mean, you know, you're the artist. You have to solve it. We're taking up a lot of time here.
I like the idea of frantically blowing your dick. Oh. There's something on the line.
If you guys like this episode and want to support the podcast, are we ready to talk about?
I think
ways
so.
To support this? We did the Patreon thing. So there's two ways. Don't freak out. We still have the bonus episodes up for sale individually. So you can still go to dirtyfolk.com/listen and buy bonus episodes to your heart's content. You can also sign up for the Patreon. How the hell do they find that? We didn't talk about that before. I don't know.
We didn't talk about that before, and I didn't double check. You should be able to search Dirty Folk on Patreon, and it should be patreon.com/dirtyfolk.
Okay, but $5 a month gets you all the bonus episodes every week, just automatic. We're looking at the different ways to deliver them to you, but they'll be in your Patreon account, and hopefully you'll have a separate feed that you can just listen to them to on too. I think that's how it's going to work. But $5 a month, bonus episodes, and then maybe a little extra goodies here and there.
Maybe
as we feel like it. But we'd greatly
Don't
appreciate
fucking
it.
Don't count on it.
But we'd greatly appreciate you signing up for that or buying a bonus episode. It's a great way to support the podcast. That's enough. Jabba, 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 jabba. So I will say this episode's brought to you by Bastard and Mustard Trip, Max Mooseman.
What's that?
It's my novel. And I'm not going to be as thirsty this week because I didn't sell any books.
You sold no books last week.
I sold no books. So I'm going to try sultry this week and tell you that I wrote a fantastic book that I would so greatly appreciate if you took a gander at with those big, beautiful eyes of yours. Took a nice little read, relax, enjoy the trippy, good vibes of my book, Bastard and Mushroom Trip, available at dirtyfolk.com.
Toe curlingly good.
Bastard, you interrupted the
link. It occurred to me. I thought you were done. dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Toe curlingly good.
Great. Worth it.
No.
No, okay.
No, I feel a little stupid right now.
Today's words are mountain, regard, fulfill, which are you supposed to say the L in fulfill? I always say it. If I'm saying it like a person, I say fulfill.
Yeah, you say it like fulfill, and I'm just looking at the word thinking that I am a dumb shit because I think I only ever see the word in the context of fulfilling. In which case, there are two L's at the end. But this is only one L. It's F-U-L-F-I-L.
Our minds are already blown. What an episode this is going to be.
I'm shocked by this.
Mountain, regard, fulfill. Let us know your opinion on the controversy of if you're supposed to say fulfill.
Fulfill.
Or
I'm feeling so sexually fulfilled.
What do you think we're going to see?
Probably people who are sexually fulfilled. Hopefully some of the fucking mountain from Game of Thrones. Because that's what they call him, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I bet there's going to be some Game of Thrones porn.
You want to see his dick? What if it's real small?
What?
What if it's real small?
I'll be bummed.
All right, let's see. Mountain regard fulfill. What's on the page? We got...
Watching porn with stepsister.
I can't see this. I'm going to move my
mic. For a fucking reason.
Watching porn with stepsister is the first thing. Did I searched. Let me hit search again and make sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Watching porn with stepsister. Unbreakable eye contact PMV.
What does PMV mean?
I don't know. We're opening that one though, because that's a new thing.
4K erotic 4K Anna Fox fulfills cream pie fantasy.
Okay. Fucked in same room while boyfriend watches. So that's like a cuck thing. I can't read the ones that are far away from me.
Oh, detention girls sit and watch her swallow my load to keep me quiet.
Okay. Lesbian fantasy fulfilled on the casting couch. Girl watching porn and masturbating real.
Look what you made me do, baby girl PMV. Another PMV.
Another PMV? Fantasy massage he makes cheating wife watch. Why are there a lot of, like, cucking one where... Is it a cuck if you're a female? I don't know. But, like, making your spouse watch you fuck somebody seems to be a common theme.
I don't know.
Lets her best friend watch her orgasm. It's a lot of watching stuff. What are her words? Mountain regard fulfilled.
Maybe nobody would write like regard. Like I sat and regarded her orgasm.
Watching his drunk mom get fucked by friend at party.
Oh my God.
That's going to be clickbait, but they got me.
Doing Stifler's mom. Nice old reference.
Husband watches his
Craigslist
speak
stud fucks his wife.
Unbreakable eye contact. Two, husband fucking friend while wife watches.
Fucking at party while people watch.
Yeah, it's so
what
odd.
The fuck?
I don't understand what we searched for. And it let me search for the real thing, right?
Yeah.
Mountain regard fulfilled. Because those of you who are not experts at this, you gotta, if you're doing weird Pornhub searches, you gotta check. Because sometimes Pornhub autocorrects and there's just this little tiny text at the bottom. Like, did you actually know what you wanted to search for?
Yes, you motherfucker.
There we go. Big booty girl gets fucked while friend is watching. Look at all that cream.
Also in the middle, wet from watching porn, so fingering hairy meaty pussy to orgasm. It is a meaty pussy.
It's very meaty.
Cheesy.
Fucking at party while people watch. You want to open that one?
Sure.
And
seems fun.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's another one of our closest to gay porn, but it's just dudes jizzing.
And moaning.
Compilation guys watching porn moaning and coming. Two. Part two.
Well, it was good enough for a sequel.
Look what you made me do, baby girl. I don't know.
I'm wondering if that's a Taylor Swift music video.
All right, let's pick one.
You're making me pick
Yeah,
it?
You pick.
Well, let's do the look what you made me do one. I want to see if it's actually a Taylor Swift music video.
Okay. All right, let's check out Unbreakable Eye Contact PMV. Tell us what PMV means if you know at contact@dirtyfolk.com. All right, we're back. And I don't know what PMV is still.
I don't know, but this video was intense eye contact. It's titled like Unbreakable Eye Contact. And the idea of the video is it's a compilation of a bunch of different like porn stars, porn producers who are like point of view staring at the camera and like in a part of a sex act where they're like playing with their tits and staring at the camera like eyes wide. Or, like, sucking dick and looking into the camera, eyes wide. there were like I was a little persnickety about it. They say at the beginning, like, get ready, like this eye contact won't stop. There were a few times where it did. I call bullshit on that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You just didn't deliver what you promised.
Yes, it did. And they kept looking. You talking when the girls get cum in their eye and blink for a half a second and then
no, I'm talking about like the girl at the end who was like jerking a guy off and kept like looking down to check her work and then back up at the camera. Ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
How dare you?
So I thought, okay, horniness level definitely went up. I love eye contact in porn videos. If you're not going to have plot, just looking like right into my eyes, way to go. I would say horniness went up because I'm so strongly attracted to this kind of thing, but it was like 50-50 whether or not I liked the stuff because like girls jerking guys off and staring, girls like sucking on a dick and staring, like I love the eye contact and then being able to like look at like the rest of their body and sort of like it's a lot of like DSLR style stuff. So there's like a lot of soft focus in the background and things like that. Yeah, I really love it. But then they got really into like dudes like explode coming while this was going on, and it's sort of like you're watching you're looking at a piece of beautiful art in a museum and like someone steps in front of you and like there is like a big hairy dude whose ass crack is showing and he's like scratching it.
Yep.
And you're just like,
come on now.
I mean, the art's still nice. I'm still glad I'm looking at this. This is still beautiful, but now there's like something horrendously unpleasant in front of me. And so like, yeah, I didn't like that. There wasn't much like hilarious about it. There's one girl who kind of like struck me as like out of the, a lot of them were taking their time and really like playing around and stuff. And then there's just one girl who looked like she might have rabies. She was sort of foaming at the mouth and then like was really going to town.
Yeah. There's a girl who's like lapping a dick the way like a dog drinks water.
There were a lot of dick sucking techniques in this video. You do run the gamut if you want to see a whole host of dick sucking techniques.
Yeah, I have a pretty similar reaction to you. Like the first part of this video was lovely. Like I don't have a particular thing for like up close ladies stuff, but like it was beautiful footage with beautiful women who were like staring into the camera and like playing with their boobs or sucking dicks. And then, yeah, like, about a third of the way into the video, it's just, like, at least every other video is, like, an up-close jizzing cock. Which, like, this podcast is starting to ruin cum for me. It's unfortunate.
Fortunate like, for me. I'm the one who suffers.
I know. So far, I don't think you have experienced any of that suffering yet. But,
no.
There was one thing at the end that really made me crack up. It's... some of these videos have audio and some of them don't. And the rest of it is just soundtracked by this like, come with me. Come with me. But right at the end, we get the audio of a video where a girl is like sucking a guy's dick and making him come. And just like the placement of the audio, it was like only in my right headphone and sounded very far away, but it just does a very distant yell.
But imagine that just in one ear. Because I think that I'm mixing this podcast correctly and you can hear me in both ears right now.
Hopefully. Oh my God.
I hope so. I think so.
Yeah, that got me good.
That was pretty funny. But yeah, lots of dick sucking techniques, a sort of bouncing 90s elevator techno soundtrack.
It's like the lovemaking scene from a movie like Hackers.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I could see it. Yep. All right. If you want every bonus episode delivered direct to you every week, go find us on Patreon somewhere. We're called Dirty Folk over there.
Patreon.com/Dirty Folk or something else.
We think it's Patreon.com/Dirty Folk.
like 90%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not so confident. But if you look for us, you'll find us. It's a big picture of Harper, I think, right?
That's the cover, and then the icon is the album art for this podcast.
Okay.
The black and white bootay.
Okay.
18 plus. Honky trash.
Just go find it. And also give my book a try. Dirtyfuck.com/bastard. Bastard and Mushroom Trip. It's an amazing ride. And we are working on audiobooks, for those of you who have been asking. Next, we got Watching His Drunk Mom Get Fucked by Friend at Party. I love plugging my book and then saying something like Watching His Drunk Mom Get Fucked by Friend at Party. Next up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a classy joint we're in.
Oh, we'll be back before you know it. And we're back, told you. Was it clickbait? It's a mystery.
Well, they did tag it gangbang, I just noticed. So that's clickbaity.
Sure, but I'm just talking about, I said the title, Watching His Drunk Mom Get Fucked by a Friend at Party. I said, it's clickbait, but it's definitely getting me. And I have to say, they did a good job titling this one because, one, you can't see the woman's face, really, so you don't really have a good sense of how old she is. But she's wearing what I would call mom lingerie.
Yes. Go ahead.
And so it's a woman on the floor in a very mom house. You know, can't see much of it, though. So it could also not be a mom house, but there's like a lazy boy with an embroidered pillow up on it, and then they're on the floor. She's wearing mom lingerie, which maybe Harper, can you just give a
yes? She is wearing a black garter belt that is attached to black stockings, like thigh high stockings, and then like the most sort of like fuck me now black stilettos. So there's like a platform under the toe, and then a sky high stiletto heel.
And then she's wearing what I think. The thing that makes it especially mom lingerie to me is she's wearing, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's like the lingerie, it's the jacket of lingeries. It's like a silk thing. She's kind of laying on it.
Could you show it? I didn't notice that.
Maybe that's just his jacket. I don't know. There's a jacket under her ass or something.
But she's also
it
like,
it looks like, you know, it's like a robe, but you know what I'm talking about? Like women wear, it's like silky.
Like a kimono?
Maybe, but it's like short. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
She's also like thick enough set that I would believe she has had a child.
Right. And they all, it's also paired with a super skinny dude.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, she looks, if I were to just guess, I would guess that she is in her like late 30s, early 40s. And this kid, like you never see his face, but he's skinny. And I would 1,000,000% believe like, teenager.
18
Harper. Year old. An 18 year old teenager.
Yes.
Or a 19 year old, because that's still a teen.
Yes. But I also would believe that I've been completely bamboozled and that they are the same age.
Yeah. Either way.
But it's okay. Anyway, she's on her back, just kind of laying there.
Shit.
And he's just pop, 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 pop. I also believe that this is drunk sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like that boring kind of pounded and getting nowhere.
Right, just slap, 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 slap,
right.
Slap, slap.
And you can never like get over the hump to orgasm. Like it's like I feel like sex like this when I have it is like I'm like a greyhound with a rabbit on a stick in front of me. That's like the orgasm. You just feel like you're so close. I'm going to make her come. And you just pop, 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 pop. And just all that happens is eventually you're just completely out of breath.
Uh-huh.
You can follow the ground and the rabbit's still the same distance from you on the mm-hmm. ground and you just can't.
And she's looking at you like, I was so close. Why'd you stop?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, my horniness level went down. I did not like this.
Oh, interesting. So, hilariously, we did forget to really go over the horniness number for the last video. You said you got hornier.
Yeah, yeah. I shot up to 5.5.
I would say I went down to like a 6 after the last video.
Oh, you didn't? That doesn't get you at all?
I mean, it got me a little bit, but then just like buckets of cum at the end,
yeah,
like,
buckets
really
of cum.
Turned me off.
They really put out the fire.
But like still, six is pretty horny.
I wonder if buckets of cum put out the fire as like a biological response. Like if both men and women are like, oh, the sex is over.
Maybe. But some people like fucking love to see loads. I think that's why it's all over Pornhub.
But maybe it's a release. Maybe that takes the edge off their horniness. Don't people come to Pornhub not to get hornier, but to... Is that the thing we've been fucking up this whole time? You're not supposed to come to Pornhub to get hornier. You're supposed to come to Pornhub to get less horny.
Fix it. I can't function today. Fix my horniness level. Yeah. It's a theory. I would say this video, like, it didn't really get me... I'd say it like got me a little hornier, but not like, hilariously, not over the hump of six.
Now I'm back down to three. I feel like I've had this sex with this woman and I'm annoyed.
Wow. You're going to have some like apology notes to write.
Oh, fuck that. all right. What do we got next? We got fucking at party while people watch. You know what you could watch? You could watch my book go into your shopping cart at dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
Wow, what a transition.
Thank you so much.
Reward that transition with a purchase.
There's a free preview at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. You can read part one for free. It's a download PDF, which looks remarkably just the same as the digital book, which is also available. It's available in paperback and digital. So if you like to read books on your tablet, or smartphone, or your desktop, you can do that, because I have all the fancy stuff that comes with a fancy book. In all seriousness, I'm so appreciative of those of you who bought it, and I would love for more of you to be on that list. And if you like this podcast and you want to support it, go check out the new Patreon. Look for Dirty Folk on Patreon. We'll do better. but you get all the bonus episodes if you manage to find it and sign up. But you can still buy the bonus episodes individually, dirtyfolk.com/listen. We'll be right back after we watch Fucking at a Party While People Watch. Wow, there's a lot packed into a short little video.
Oh, my Lord.
I'll start with not hornier. I did enjoy this, though.
I am hornier and I enjoyed it.
This made you hornier.
Like, yes. Yes.
Let's get into it. there is a skinny, blonde, pretty lady bent over on a couch. So her knees are on like the part you sit on and her elbows are resting on the top of the couch. There is another naked, like, attractive, sort of muscly dude. They're, you know, I don't really believe they're in college. I think they're a little older than college age, but, you know, close enough. And they are in what looks like a sort of college-y living room, you know, like a house that maybe a frat house or something like that. And it's got, I don't know, 10 dudes fully dressed, kind of hanging out and watching. I think one of them is holding a Frisbee. So that you know.
That's absolutely true.
So that you know that it's college. And the Frisbee guy is wearing shorts and sandals. Because, of course, he is. Because we're going to go out and throw the, what do you call it? The frizz? Throw the frizz around. You got to have your sandals on, bro.
Wow. Look at you with this lingo.
Thank you.
That you just made up.
This naked guy is fucking her. There's one dude who's drunk and just giving way too much commentary. And,
yeah.
and then this woman is just degrading the man who's fucking her like the whole time.
She is so mean. I have a couple things to add here. One, dude's not naked. He's got like fucking pants around his knees.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He's got shorts or something.
Yeah. I completely bought the college thing. Now that you mention it, like, they do look older than college, I guess, but so much of the set and setting is just like I have been in this frat house.
Well, can I tell you, I probably know something you don't know. There was a trend in porn for a while where porn companies would go to real college houses with real college students, but they'd bring their own talent. Mm. So that you're supposed to believe it's like it's a group of college kids making their own porn with this girl,
mm-hmm.
but it's a very homemade feel with tested talent.
Okay.
Surrounded by college students who all just have to be, they just have to sign the
that totally
industry term,
be.
The 2257 to appear on camera and prove that they're over 18, show ID. But the people performing are performers.
I bet you're right about that because of a few context clues. One, the ratio that this is filmed in is like the old, whatever it is, like 4:6.
Something like
but
that,
like
yeah.
The old TV ratio that is now like it's switched to widescreen.
Yeah.
So it's an older ratio, and this chick has a very prominent like tramp stamp.
Yeah.
And it's like a sort of tribal style tramp stamp, which I feel like just screams like early 2000s.
Yeah. My favorite part, and you didn't catch it because you were like, what did they say?
Mm-hmm.
The audio is also out of sync on this, so it's a little hard to follow any of the talking. But my favorite part, before she starts seriously degrading him. Okay, so we start off and we're kind of like over the shoulder, penis going into vagina, all right? And then drunk dude giving too much commentary goes, we have contact.
We have contact. This is some college fucking right here.
Yeah. Because it's collegefuckfest.com is the watermark on the video. Okay, that's fine. Not my favorite part. My favorite part is this guy starts just slamming away. Da, 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 da. And she's like, yeah, pull my hair. And then like, yeah, and I'm kind of with it at this point. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of hot. Then she says something along the lines of like, pull that dick out, get on your knees, and lick this pussy. And the guy pulls his dick out, and everyone in the room sort of, like, gets real quiet, and the dude, like, just looks real weird at her for a second, and then there's a hard cut back to fucking. It's the only cut in the whole thing. Like, there's just this, huh? And then cut, fuck, fuck, fuck,
okay.
Fuck,
okay, yeah, I did not notice that hard cut, but, like, yeah, my when that happened, I was like, okay, guys, come on. Like, give the lady a bit of what she wants. Like, you pulled her hair. That's nice. But, like, she wants you to lick her pussy for a bit. She's in front of a whole group of guys. Like, give her a little something. But then I lost all sympathy for this bitch as the fucking continues. And she just goes harder and harder. She's like, yeah, I like it rough. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Is that all you got? And I'm like, okay, that's some light degradation. But through the whole rest of the video, she's just like, he can't fuck me hard enough. Like, he's in, like, it just. Like, constantly, he's like, the dude's doing his best, and like...
Yeah, and then the college guys in the background are just making, like, college jokes.
Sperminator.
Sperminator.
Yeah.
Like, he got the magic stick. And then she's like, but he can't fuck me hard enough with the magic stick.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. Everybody seems uncomfortable. No one seems really happy to be there.
Which reminds me of every college party where I've been trying to get laid. It's a throwback. It made me hornier.
That makes you just the frustration and anger and embarrassment made you hornier?
Yes.
You know, sometimes
and just
I learn
like
things.
A bitch who is like unabashedly mean. Like,
getting fucked?
Yeah.
It's something. That's for sure.
I'd say I'm back up to a 7.
I'm being influenced. You getting hornier was once again swaying me. I was down somewhere, I think, at like a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm at a 4. It's also a dick waggling at me right now. Yeah. An ad, just a giant dick, just like a fucking horrible clock. Just waggling back and forth at me.
I have just been like unable since you pointed it out to take my eyes off of the guy who's just holding a frisbee in the background.
He's just leaning against the fireplace holding a frisbee.
This is fucking college. This is like, and this is the fucking Tau Kappa Epsilon house.
There's like 5 remotes on the table.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yep. Throw fucking back. Cause like, mine is the being like a horrible bitch part. Like, I would have been so into this in my college days. Just like hot dude, railing me in front of a group of other dudes who are like giving him some shit, but also like cheering it on. That's a 1,000,000% my speed.
I wonder if you actually would have enjoyed yourself.
I mean, I certainly fantasized about shit like that. It
is. Yeah,
a thing,
no,
right?
I know that.
Yeah, like sure. Who knows if it would have actually been a good time? But
yeah. Go buy a bonus episode, dirtyfolk.com/listen, or get all of them by going to the Patreon called Dirty Folk. Good luck.
You know what we haven't said at all yet?
Nope.
You can watch these videos by finding Harper the Fox on Pornhub.
That's right.
There is a playlist tab where there are playlists.
I'm sure everyone got this far in the podcast and know.
yes.
There's a playlist tab.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying when I interrupted you in the one plug we did of this thing.
There's a playlist tab where you can find a playlist with the same title as this episode and watch any of the videos we're talking about.
Great. Bastard a mushroom trip. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
We are so good at plugs.
We did it. One more. Look what you made me do, baby girl. PMV.
More PMV. So maybe we'll...
Maybe we'll see
what this is.
We'll deduce it. We'll be back before you know it. Unbelievably, Harper was right.
It was a Taylor Swift music video. Taylor Swift approves.
I'm sure she directed it. Although, it has a Taylor Swift song in it, and it has the Look What You Made Me Do, and if you want to see it, I would hustle your ass over there.
Before it gets taken down,
because it's definitely going to happen. You can find that on playlist, the Harper the Fox account.
Yes.
Under the playlist tab. I wouldn't call it a music video, though, because it was like the laziest editing compilation ever in terms of like matching with the music or having anything to do with the music or anything like that.
Because there are, like, that song has such a like strong beat to it and such strong moments, like, and movements in the song that, like, there's a lot of opportunity to line things up and they just didn't.
Right. And so if you take it as a music video, it's like, you made me grab your dick, you made me suck your dick, you made me get fucked by your dick, and then you made me get come on by your dick. So you maybe make a standard porno.
Right.
It's one of these ones, it's a compilation of just other stolen footage. It's confusing all over the place because it starts with like, you control the action as like a title card, which is not represented anywhere in the whole thing.
Like, I think it was just part of the porno that they ripped it from.
But they cut everything else together, so why not just cut that out?
I have no idea. So that was kind of confusing.
Right. And then, okay. A lot of beautiful people having hot sex. So mm-hmm. I got hornier. I was starting to think PMV definitely had something to do with eye contact. And then as soon as I was pretty sure, there was no more eye contact for the rest of the video.
Yeah, I don't have a fucking clue what PMV means at this point.
Yeah. So not a lot of eye contact. But I would say my horniness level went up to like a solid 6 because, again, it's one of those things where like they're throwing enough at you that if you don't like something, you're going to get past it really fast.
Right.
So there was probably like 30% that I didn't find attractive. They did, as always, kind of ruin it at the end with a bunch of jizz. and then a cute girl closing a door. That didn't ruin it. I was like, yes. Yeah, I liked that.
That girl was like pretending she was going to fuck you and like leading you up to her apartment. And then she was just like, bye.
Yeah, that's great. I wish all porns, instead of a cum shot, just ended with a hot girl closing a door in my face. I would way prefer that. I would actually watch to the end. That's one of the things from doing the show that I have gathered is like, God, it's like a punishment to have to watch to the end, for me, to watch the end of a porno. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, obviously, it's called The Money Shot, it's famous, everybody knows it. But like in my mind, I was like, oh, there's not a lot of coming in porn. Like, or there's a lot of porn out there available without cum. And it's just because I close it before I ever get near the end. I don't even like get close to that. I would pause it. I would never get close to the end of a porn. For fear of seeing that, and And usually, but you, for most people using porn, they usually are masturbating, so they do come before that point. So, like, I think we are. Like, we're asking Pornhub to deliver something that it's never delivered before, which is you watch a whole video and you end up hornier. I've really stumbled onto something here in this episode. I swear to God. It's not how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to, one way or another, watch a video on Pornhub and not be so fucking horny anymore.
I would be so curious to get some audience feedback on whether or not you personally like to see cum in porno. If you like to see jizz in porno. Because, like, I sell videos. I have people, like, who are disappointed. Like, oh, I bought this cream pie video from you, but you didn't, like, drip it out of your pussy at the end. Like, there are clearly people who like it. There are people who have, like, asked me and, like, begged me for, like, come on tits, come on face videos. People clearly want it. But, like, what percentage of people want it? That's something I'm curious about.
Right. I'm not trying to hate. It's just my personal preference. Okay, so there's a lot of eye contact, a lot of, like, flirtatious, a lot of group sex in this video. Just a lot of flashing of, like, well-produced studio porn.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive people having attractive sex. Not a lot to say. And then it's over a Taylor Swift song.
I got hornier because I was correct about that. Being right makes me so hot.
She's not lying, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm smart. A plus correct.
Harper, you're going to get a D unless you suck my D.
I am already sucking it. I leapt across the table and I am sucking your cock.
Did you do it with perfect diction?
Yes. A plus cock sucking.
Oh my God. We've done it. We've done another episode of the Dirty Folk Podcast.
Beautiful.
Yep. Oh, man. So that was, I would say, okay, mountain, regard, fulfill. That was the worst represented search in the history of this podcast to date.
I can't believe it. There was, like, nothing that seemed representative of any of those words.
How is that famous fucking hanging off a cliff not appearing in this thing?
That occurred to me. And how is the fucking, like male, like a dominant male sex symbol from an extremely popular show who goes by the mountain, not on Pornhub? Like, how are people not cutting together Game of Thrones shit?
Cheesy just clips of him with his shirt off or something.
Honestly, what the fuck is that about?
Let me just look real quick. Let's just see, out of curiosity, we're not going to watch anything, but let's go to page, what, three?
Three.
And see.
My dick explodes violently when watching those lesbians.
Oh my God. The dangers of gay sex revealed.
The gay agenda is after your wiener.
If you watch these lesbians, your dick will explode. I jerking off my guide in the mountains.
Finally, there's a mountain.
There is a mountain scene. Watching guys jerk off turns me on. This page, we might have to do more of these.
Later pages.
Yeah, just skip ahead to the further down pages. Because I'm seeing a lot more stuff that, what in the fuck? Mining ass mountain. It's a real thick black lady in a baklava covered in oil.
Balaclava.
A baklava.
Baked her into it.
She's eaten some baklava in her life. She looks like she's got a skinny face. It's remarkable. She looks like a skinny lady.
Gigantic booty.
Yeah. Mining ass mountain. We're just watching the preview there.
Granny turns into a BBC slut. Watch her eat cum and get fucked hard.
We haven't had to watch any granny porn yet. I'm not upset about that. So, and then a lot more cucking stuff. So there, okay, there, if you go deep enough, there was some mountain stuff, but whatever. Opportunity lost.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Okay. Stuff and things. Final plugs?
We did it.
Stuff to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being a listener.
Go buy my book.
I like you.
Yeah. Turningfoot.com/bastard for Bastard Mushroom Trip. And then, yeah, look for bonus episodes every week. We appreciate those of you who've been buying them. That's super fucking helpful to the show.
I'm holding a door. I'm about to close it in your face. I'm Harper the Fox. Bye.
Where's your horniness level finish?
Oh. I'd say I'm still at a 7.
Okay. Unaffected. I went up. Overall, you know what? It happened. We got through a whole episode
you
and
got hornier.
I finished hornier. Because I like to be proven wrong, and I said it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we'll finish at a 5.
Beautiful.
Strong.
Majestic.
Strong 5. All right, enjoy your fucking lives.
Bye.
Bye.